Rapporteur. I would like to congratulate you, Ambassador Zamir Akram, on your re-election as the Chair Rapporteur of Working Group on Right to Development, and wish you all success in discharging your responsibility. The Islamic Republic of Iran would like to associate itself with a statement delivered by the Republic of Azerbaijan and Pakistan, respectively, on behalf of non-aligned movement and the OIC member states. Mr. Chair Rapporteur, while under the declaration, the right to development is recognized as an inalienable human right and that equality of opportunity for development is a prerogative both of nations and of individuals who make up nations, 35 years later, the right to development seems still to be lagging behind other human rights, principally as a result of lack of necessary recognition and due attention by the North. Mr. Chair Rapporteur, the realization of all human rights cannot be separated from the realization of the right to development. Iran reiterates that development is responsibility of the states while emphasizing the importance of international cooperation and the commitment of the international community to make the right to development a reality for all nations, leaving no one behind and building back better. It is also a commitment for all to refrain from resorting to any measures that could directly and indirectly undermine the state's efforts toward development. Here, I would like to highlight in particular the negative impact of unilateral coercive measures on the right to development and indeed on all human rights. We encourage OHCHR, Human Rights Council, and all relevant mandate holders, in particular the SR, the expert mechanism, and the Working Group on the Right to Development to redouble their efforts through enhanced synergy and coordinated collaboration with a view to leading the right to development toward full realization. We also encourage all states to participate in the negotiation for elaboration of a convention of the right to development in a constructive manner and contribute to the early agreement of this convention. The persistent refusal by developed states to constructively engage in the working group's deliberations contradicts the spirit of multilateralism and undermines international cooperation on such a critical issue. We call on the HRC, the OHCHR, and other UN human rights mechanisms to facilitate the mainstreaming of the right to development in the entire UN system. The Islamic Republic of Iran expresses once again support for the mandate of Working Group for Elaboration of the Convention on the Right to Development and stands ready to keep engaging constructively in related negotiations and with all interested parties. The negotiations on the draft Convention on the Right to Development should ultimately lead the international community to strengthening international cooperation, thereby creating an enabling environment for full realization of the right to development and eliminating inequalities among countries. I thank you, Mr. Chair.